Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have West Central Valley Drama and Speech Club as they prepare for their play this weekend.
So both of you guys, I'd like you guys to introduce yourself.
I'm Abby Valsmeyer, and I'm a senior at West Central Valley High School.
I'm Hallie Joel, and I'm also a senior at West Central Valley High School.
Abby, if you could explain to folks, you know, when the play will take place, what is the play called, and what are the time frame people should look towards, and then what are the kind of the ticket prices people should look forward to?
The name of the play is Bystander 9/11, a theater piece concerning the events of September 11th, and it is going to take place in the WCV High School gym at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 12th and 13th, so this weekend. And it's going to be $5 for admissions for everyone. So it starts at 7 and it'll end around like 8.
And then Holly, will you give us kind of a summary of the play? What is the play about?
The play is sort of like an interview taking place on the streets after and during the attacks. And it shows a lot of different experiences of the people who were actually there during 9/11.
And then explain for both of you guys, I'll get both of you guys, starting with Abby, why you wanted to be in this play.
Well, since I'm a senior, this will be my fourth year doing the play, so I've been involved all throughout high school, and I really feel like, you know, you can't just quit your last year, and acting is something I really enjoy. And when we were told it was going to be not a comedy like we normally do, it was going to be a serious and emotional piece that could really mean a lot to a lot of people if we executed it correctly. It made me really excited to pursue this challenge, and I've had a really fun time with it.
And then, Holly, the same for you. Why did you want to be in this play?
I've really learned to enjoy acting throughout my schooling career, and I've learned that it helps you socialize and it helps you get out of your shell. And that's really useful for me because I have a hard time interacting with others. But I really like to act like I'm a character in a play, so I love doing the plays here.
And then Abby, can you talk about the audition process? Kind of, what was that about, and then how was that process like?
So because we're a small school, it looks different from bigger schools. So for our audition process, our teacher, of course, picks a, our director picks a date that we will all come in. And she assigns us different scripts and parts to read of the script. And this year we had a monologue that we read. And because it's like a reader's theater piece, we didn't have to have anything memorized. And then about a couple weeks later, we would be told our parts and whether or not we made it in. So very small school kind of thing because we are. So
why should people come and watch this play?
It's a really big topic. We really get to look into the experiences of people that were there because it was, there are some real stories and experiences that were taken from people who were on the streets that day and actually saw those towers come down, and it's an experience that not a lot of, that we haven't lived through, but a lot of our older relatives and the generation before us has. So it's really important to remember that those people that sacrifice, that they had to go through to recover after that attack, and the changes that have been made since in order to protect our country, and the patriotic spirit that came after that attack, that even though it was an absolutely devastating tragedy for our country, that it was able to bring us together in a way that never happened before.
I guess I skipped over you, Holly. What did you like about this play, and why did you want to be in it?
I really liked the seriousness about it, and I really enjoyed the time I got to spend learning about the different people there with my friends in the play. And I'm really happy that I got to spend my last play of high school with people that I really enjoy being around. And I hope that everybody likes it.
And then how many people are in this play? And how hard is it to maybe get all these people orchestrated in the same play?
Right now our cast is 5 people. So the 2 of us, and then we have another girl who's a junior, and then two boys, which are a junior and a sophomore. And we're all very involved throughout school, so we're lucky to be able to work around that and have later practices in order to all be able to attend. And we practice like three nights a week for a couple hours, but we're really thankful for our directors, Nancy Bush and Zoe Perrigo. They're awesome. Without them, of course, we wouldn't be able to do this. And we've got a few awesome backstage members that make things really work with the lights and the sound system. And with they're really what make everything possible.
Have you gotten any feedback from maybe veterans around the area, the community, about this play going on? And was it a lot because of Veterans Day?
We haven't gotten too much feedback, but we do plan to perform part of the play for veterans specifically at our concert. And we hope that they appreciate what we're doing, and hopefully it helps them remember the things that they had to go through for us.
And then finally, Abby, could you give us another recap of what, when, the ticket price, and the time frame people should come out this weekend?
So the play will be taking place this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7, and the ticket admission is $5 a person. Once again, it starts at 7, so arrive 6:30, 6:45-ish to get good seats and be sat down and ready to go.
Thank you guys for your time.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with West Central Valley Drama and Speech Club as they perform their Bystanders 9/11 play this weekend. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.